It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College softball team split its home doubleheader against Kansas Wesleyan University JV on Monday, falling 6-0 in 7 innings in Game 1. Before bouncing back to take the second game 13-5 in 5 innings. The T-Birds racked up 11 hits in Game 2. After giving up an early run in the top of the first inning, Cloud County scored 12 unanswered runs and took a 12-1 lead into the fourth. Kansas Wesleyan attempted to extend the game by scoring one run in the fourth and added three runs in the fifth. But once the bottom half of the fifth rolled around, sophomore Camille Stauffer delivered an RBI single to center field to score freshman Malia Koster, capturing the run rule walk-off hit. Cloud County's offense was led by freshman Emily Johnson, who finished with a 3-for-4 performance with 2 doubles, 2 runs scored, and 3 RBIs. Stauffer had 2 hits and 2 RBIs. Sophomore Shaylee Kessler went 2-for-3 with a double, 1 run scored, and 1 RBI. Koster was 1-for-2 with 3 runs scored. Freshman Haley Garcia and freshman Lily Ellison each had RBI hits and scored 1 run apiece. Freshman pitcher Berkeley Curtis earned her first win of the season in the circle, pitching all 5 innings and allowing 5 runs, 3 earned on 6 hits with 3 strikeouts. The Game 2 win was huge for Cloud County after the T-Birds struggled to score any runs in their 6-0 loss in the opener. The contest marked the 3rd consecutive shutout loss for Cloud County. The T-Birds will continue its homestand against number 18 Neosho County Community College in Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference play on Thursday. The first pitch is scheduled for 1 p.m. from the Cloud County Community College softball field.